I look at this two ways. How do people feel about the safety of the community? And do they feel safe? And then what are the statistics saying? And how closely does the perception of safety in Jackson match the statistics of safety in Jackson? Statistically, from what was reported out at the summit to reduce violence, I think we've had about a 75% reduction. Don't quote me on that because
in shootings, or violent crime, or in
bullets to body, in murders,
okay,
and homicides. So I think GVI is working. It is having an impact. I truly believe it is also because I think if it wasn't working, law enforcement agencies would be advocating for us to utilize those dollars in a different way. We've got a lot of experience in our police force, especially between our chief and our deputy chief. We have to put trust that they would tell us this isn't working and we need to utilize these dollars in a different way. I'm still, as long as the chief is in support of it, I'm still in support of it. You know, I think that gone are the days of lock them up and throw away the key for any offense that happens, because that's a never ending story. The more people you lock up, the more people you got to lock up.